Today's initiation is an initiation which will take place over 2 days, because the first half of the ceremony will be today, the second half will be on Sunday. It will be a very large ceremony, and I organized it like that for practical reasons. Srila Prabhupada would also be quite practical about initiations, and on many occasions he gave initiation by letter, and then he sent some beads by letter that he had chanted on. He sent the name, and then the devotees would get the names from a local senior devotee, and then a fire sacrifice would also be performed. So it actually happened many times that sometimes someone was initiated and then the fire sacrifice was later. The essence is not the fire sacrifice. The essence is something else. The essence is that we are actually making the promise. That's the real initiation. At that point, when the vows are made, one is initiated. What follows then in the fire sacrifice is that we are making a deeper sankalpa. The purpose of the initiation is becoming strengthened by the ritual of the fire sacrifice, and by invoking the names of so many great personalities, we are invoking their blessings. So as we go through the entire Mangala Charan, Mangala Charan means auspicious offering at the lotus feet, we are invoking the presence of the spiritual masters. When we chant Om Gyan Timrandasya Kenandana Salakya Shakshur Minitam Yina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha, that I was born in the deepest, darkest, the deepest, densest darkness in this material world. I am blind, but the spiritual master has opened my darkened eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. When we are praying in this way, then we are not only praying to our initiating spiritual master, but we're actually praying to the principle of spiritual, of guru. And the principle of guru means that guru is manifest in many ways. In Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture in Bombay where he said that guru is one, but at different times there are different manifestations, just like different lights of different strengths also. But guru is one in the sense that the absolute truth is one. So it cannot be that the absolute truth is changing. A spiritual master, a bona fide spiritual master, will always tell us that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and that we are the eternal servant of Krishna. That is our natural position. Anyhow, so in this way, by chanting this prayer, Om Gyanati Narandasya Gnanana Sarakya Shakshuva Miritamina Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha, we are appreciating that we're worshipping the entire parampara, the entire guru parampara, and the entire guru varga. So we are here this evening in Srila Prabhupada's room, and of course that is important because he is the spiritual master of all of us. In so many ways, Srila Prabhupada has arranged for our whole spiritual life. He brought it from east to west. He adjusted it for the Western world, for the modern people who have jobs, who live in the world. They couldn't chant 64 rounds. That was a bit too much. No problem. That could all be adjusted. And yeah, please come in. There's space. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada was brought Krishna consciousness from east to west. He provided us the books that we read. He provided us a network of temples. He provided us with our 16 rounds. He provided us with our initiation vows. Everything, basically, as the founder of our charity, he designed. And I am just trying to be his assistant. I'm just trying to be his servant. But still, one doesn't just step over the spiritual master, because the spiritual master is a representative of Krishna. Saksat daritvena samasta shastra. All the revealed scriptures are explaining that the spiritual master is a direct representative of Krishna. So, it's not only that he's the representative of Krishna by representing the words of Krishna in the scripture, but there's more. It is also that Krishna works through the spiritual master, and that so Krishna's will comes through the spiritual master, and it is also that we make our offerings to Krishna by serving the spiritual master. So he's a via media in both directions, coming down from Krishna and also we're offering back up to the spiritual master. That is our... So the relationship with the spiritual master is not a casual one. He is our connection with Krishna. Tamal Krishna Maharaj once mentioned to me, he said the duty of a spiritual master is to give someone a vision about their life which is greater than what they would have come up with themselves. And I thought that was very pertinent. I memorized it immediately. Usually I'm very forgetful, you know. You say something and 5 minutes later or 2 minutes later I can't remember it. But this I just remembered, because I thought, yes, that's what I should be doing. That makes sense. So today, the blessings of the Vaishnavas are here. The second part of the initiation will be on Sunday. I will not come for that yagya because I was recently not so healthy, and then to go through a whole festival, then I need sort of my Sunday morning off. That's basically what it is. I can't sit down in a huge yagya with so many people and sit there for hours. So I beg to be excused. But in spirit, I'm very much with you all, also at that time. Okay, what I'll do is I'll first speak a little bit on the meaning of initiation. There's Bobby and Raven who are taking first initiation, and then Shyam Krishna and Uchwala are taking second initiation. So we are... I'll explain a bit about both, and then we'll actually take the vows and all these things. If you come forward a little, then a few more people can come up. Just a little. As I said, the scriptures mention that the spiritual master is Saksat Daritvena Samasta Shastra. He's the direct representative of the Supreme Lord. And of course, evam parampara praptam imam rajasya yogidu. The Supreme Lord is manifesting transcendental knowledge through the disciplic succession. So, in this way, the spiritual master is also the representative of the entire disciplic succession. The Supreme Lord is also manifesting himself through the scripture. The Bhagavatam is described as the literary incarnation of Krishna. So in that way, the Supreme Lord is also, the spiritual master is also the representative of the words of the scripture. So that is his role as a representative. Then we get the spiritual master as the instructor. He's described as the captain of the boat of transcendental knowledge, the Jnana Plavena. He is described to be somehow or other he makes the instructions of Krishna relevant to us, because he has the authority to make a practical adjustment when it is required. Our lives have already taken shape when transcendental knowledge comes in, and therefore sometimes it is not always possible to follow the book to the letter. So then we should follow the book, we should try to follow the book to the letter, we should take shelter of the scripture. But where we cannot, the spiritual master can make adjustments. The spiritual master can emphasize which aspects are important for us. He may tell one who gets second initiation, get involved with deity worship. He may tell another one who just got second initiation, don't get too much involved in deity worship, just preach. Sri Bhuvanath got a few days ago his second initiation. And Sam Krishna will get today, and he should definitely get involved in deity worship. Uchwala, a bit of both. So in that way, it is also very personal. Instruction. There are general instructions, there are personal instructions. Deity worship is very nice, actually, because you get the opportunity to do direct service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who lives with us at home. Right? If we have deities, then we're living with the Supreme Lord. It's not nothing. You have Mahaprabhu sitting next to me, has a whole temple in his home. And that is quite something. Right? It keeps you on your it keeps us on the spiritual platform. They protect us, whereas we think we're taking care of the deities. The truth is they're taking care of us. They're taking care of us. That's really what's happening. That's the interesting thing. In the prayers to Prahlad Maharaj, it is said, if you decorate your face, then the face in the mirror will also be decorated. So in the same way, as we are decorating the Lord, then actually we find that we are decorated. That's the point. So we're making all these offerings to the Lord, and then it comes back to us. So in this way, deity worship is the mercy of the Lord. When Dhruva Maharaj went, well, it was suggested by his mother that he would go to the forest to meet the Supreme Lord, and there he could get his desires fulfilled. Then Narada Muni came and instructed him. And Narada Muni told him to do three things. He told him to chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. He told him to make a deity of clay, and he told him to do some yoga as well. So in this way, Dhruva Maharaj proceeded. But it's interesting that even Dhruva Maharaj had they're both. So practicing devotees realize the importance not only of deities but also of temples. That temples actually are storehouses of mercy. Like here, this temple is a storehouse of mercy. Radharadhanata are here, and you know, and Mother Radhanata is also here. And it's a storehouse of mercy. Holy Name is here. There's kirtan, right? You can do kirtan all alone and bounces off the walls and jump around the room. But for most of us, it's difficult to enter deep into ecstasy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could do all alone in the incomplete ecstasy. But we depend on exchange. There's that well-known point made about Vishnujan. And I said, Vishnujan, you're always so enthusiastic in kirtan. Vishnujan said, no, I'm not always so enthusiastic in kirtan. But I just act enthusiastic. Then people become enthusiastic, and that makes me enthusiastic. So describe the whole reciprocation. So such reciprocation is what we depend on. If anyone thinks that they're going to just make it in spiritual life alone, and they're dreaming. Yeah. I mean, it is like rather one of the early steps in spiritual life to connect to the devotees, sadhu sangha, to make that connection. That is absolutely essential in the beginning. We depend on being with devotees, even if they are not perfect. Yeah? It's like in the beginning we think, why would I be with these devotees? They're not perfect. Well, they may not be perfect, but they're chanting Hare Krishna. So at least we can chant Hare Krishna together. And even if they're not perfect, that's all right. That doesn't matter, because they chant Hare Krishna, and that makes everything perfect. So that's the solution. Sometimes they quote Prabhupada, who said that so many meetings, so many resolutions, but no solutions, and like it is true. If we simply would have more kirtan, we would we could solve so many things. So yeah, it's a good question. Is there enough kirtan in our life? And kirtan, congregational chant with other devotees. So this initiation depends very much on devotees, on association. It depends on seeking out the temple. I myself, years ago, went to Bangkok, and there was nothing in Bangkok. And I was a grihastha at the time, and I went with my former wife to Bangkok. So we're landing in Bangkok, and this one man comes up on the airport and says, "You want go-go girl?" And I go, and I'm looking at him, but I'm with my wife, you know? And he goes like, "You want go-go boy?" Go away, you know? Go, man, go, you know? That's too much. But anyway, so then that was the airport. Then we had to stay in a hotel, and then this girl comes to the door for room service, you know? I mean, you know, no thanks, you know? Not required. It was just too much. Right? So Bangkok was very intense. But I had an address of one devotee, and it's like an Indian man. So I had a name of an Indian man, so I, and an address. So I went there, and it was a shop. So we come in the shop, and there's Indian men, real Indian men, you know, like.
So I said,
come in the shop. I said, Hare Krishna. He said, oh, wait. So, okay, we wait. And then he goes behind the counter, and he had some. Suddenly he pulls this cord, and above there are some. There's a shelf, and some curtains open, and the Govindam tape starts playing, and his deity's there. So it was really like far out, you know. It was just so far out. This. A little eccentric Indian man who had his temple there and played Govindam, you know. It was very nice in the middle of that crazy city, you know. At least there's somebody here. But I was happy that I went to that shop, you know. So, wherever we are, we seek out the devotees, you know, whatever kind of devotees, you know, just. Yeah, associate with them. That is the key. To stay close to the devotees. So if tomorrow the devotees throw me out, you know, then I'll go to the gate, not any further. Just to stay on the other side of the gate and sweep the road or something, but I'm not going. I'll just be out there. Nice ringtone. <And Michael. laughs> Hollywood, I guess. But, anyway, so now I thank you for coming and blessing the occasion. We depend on the goodwill of the Vaishnavas. With each initiation, the blessings increase, but also the responsibility increases. And that you also have to know. So it's like, if after the second you're not serious, then, you know, you pay and I pay, both of us. So my humble request is, make it into something nice, these initiations. Make it into, take it as somehow or other, it's Krishna's system. Prabhupada brought it to us in a pure form. And we're from this modern world. It is a bit of an adjustment. But it's a worthwhile thing. That ultimately, without dedicating our life to a higher goal, it becomes very empty. Very dark. So, in this way, I think we should. It's hot here.
If you open the windows, that's fine.
As open as they can, you know.
As long as the ones next to me are not open.
If you want to open it, you want to. Okay. I can open this. And here is my good. Something. You want to take your shirt?
No.
It's like probably follow the tradition. But on Sunday, you can take your shirt. Okay, so to go back to more important points, is The essence of what I'm trying to say is that we should take shelter. We should take shelter of the Vaishnavas, shelter of the temples, shelter of the books, shelter of the holy name. And only if we take shelter of all these things, then it is happening. Of course, many of you, I have some close relationship, like Mahaprabhu is sitting next to me, I met Mahaprabhu first in 1995, when I came to South Africa for the first time, and the first place I actually stayed was in Hillbrow, and he was the vice president there in those days. It was a large building, 6 stories high, and also quite deep in the center of Johannesburg, and Mahaprabhu had this venture, a car, sort of a jeep, driving all over the place with that thing. And he did all kinds of things. He was like running a Namahata in Laudium, where Vibhu was from. And the Indian temple, he was the leader of the whole thing. And they respected him as a preacher. Manabai was there. I remember him very well. He used to take me around a bit. And it was very nice. And his wife was then already an incredible cook. She still is. She's a really good cook. Speaking for the deities. So we are like a family of devotees. We are. Sometimes we think we forget that we are a family. We think that we are a movement full of strangers and don't like that. Actually, we're a family. Like Mahaprabhu is my family member. Close. That's why he's sitting next to me. Close family member. And then Sri Damodar, he, of course, I know him from being from India, from being the servant of Giriraj Maharaj, completely stressed out. I mean, in Bombay, and there was this bell, right? It's like Giriraj Maharaj, it was like, Maharaj didn't spare the bell at all. The bell could ring anytime, and he wanted immediate response. So he was trying to comply, and it wasn't easy. So usually, he was on a mission. Whenever I saw him, he was always on a mission and sort of going somewhere. Didn't have long conversations with him then, only short ones, because he was usually doing something, running around. But later, later he was temple president here, and then we spent so many hours talking and sharing ideas, and I think that he's a visionary person, who has a lot to contribute in that area, in our family. Then, we have the whole Pretoria gang. Vibhu is from Pretoria. Laudium, actually, but joined in Pretoria. And Chibhuvanath is from Pretoria. Well, it was simple living in Pretoria. I mean, I don't know about high thinking, but definitely. it was simple living. Vibhu, being a brahmachari then, would sleep in the corridor, because he had some privacy there at night. He could at least sleep there alone without snorers, and I don't know what other things were there. The security gate came in handy as a wreck to try Doty, you know. Mm. So, two in one, you know. Yeah, it's like, in those days, Jehovah used to worship deities. He had them in a cupboard and still worship them. So I would stay there a lot also. It was nice, a bit noisy. It was a very noisy place, actually. That's why I don't stay there anymore. No peace, it's too noisy. But still, we were there in pioneering days together, trying to make something of that place, and that creates a bond, you know. Next to Tribhuvanath is Udava. He's from Holland. Somehow or other, he rocked up. Yeah, I stay in his house often in Amsterdam. You know, like I usually stay in his house, and I like it that he always worships his deities in the morning. He's really serious about that. So, like, you know, always every morning he's there, like, doing his thing, whatever it is. Never. First thing he does after his bath, boom, he's worshiping the deities. Even on busy days, because he has a job and all these things, he's a computer nerd. You can see that by the goggles that he's wearing. Usually something electronic is not far away. Yeah, so like that. So many out here, you know. It's like, then, like Rukmini is sitting there, that's Bobby's daughter, and Rukmini used to always sit in Prabhupada's room, you know, while I was there, next to the door, right? And I was staying in that room, she's next to the door. So one day I told her, I said, Prabhupada has two lions and I have one Rukmini. I say, you know. Anyway. Nowadays she sits outside the pillar. And she's become one of the pillars of the temple. That's fine. You know. But she is a pillar in the temple because, you know, somehow or other, we'll see in Rati Yatra that Bhakti Cloud tent, and it's really happening there, right? I mean, whatever is it, it's really alive, that place, you know. It's nice. Very nice. Yeah, so many are here. It's like Uchwara is taking from Soweto. Every year the Rati Yatra card goes from Mahaprabhu's house to Uchwara's house. So I guess you are sort of representing the Puri temple. He's representing Gudicha temple. Lots of cleaning going on there. So in this way, yeah, it is nice. And then we have a festival in the park. And it's like the 11th year now, coming up. It's a long time. And so, Ravin usually doesn't speak so much. Not to me. A little shy. But I think, but he'll have to tell me the four regulated things. Shyam Krishna is attracted to deity worship. Second initiation will be a great help. have not definitely recommended him. She's waiting for you. And of course, you know, Durban Rati Acha would not be Durban Rati Acha if the congregation wasn't like taking on this huge effort of feeding so many people. And then we'll see around the Rati Acha how there's a crew who's cooking at night and all kinds of, and in the morning they come in the temple, they smell like smoke. You can smell who's part of the cooking team, things like this. Right? But it is a real yakya, you know, and a real fire yakya, so to speak. But the people that are doing it, they've been doing it for so many years, and Bobby is like, not only like, directly involved in the cooking, but he's also Mr. Logistics and organizing, setting it all up, organizing all these things, and yelling at people, and, you know, and whatever it takes to move the immovable, he gets it done. You know? I mean, he's like a key man in that whole operation, and in so many other things. Bobby is Rudmini's father, and TV is sitting sort of very colorful there at the wall. And that's Rudmini's mother. So today, the whole family will take initiation, and that is very nice. Very nice. And I've never had that luxury. My family is not so close. They are scared of me, to say the least. I don't know why. That's it. Yeah, somehow or other, this is going on. Yeah, so I think it's a great thing when you actually, when your family life is geared towards going back to Godhead. Because after all, usually family life can be a real entanglement and you can forget the goal of life. But when you take initiation, then the real meaning of initiation is going back to Godhead becomes the priority. So it is really wonderful that all of you are, the whole family has the same priority. It gives tremendous strength. You know, everybody needs others to inspire them together. It's very good. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was a very powerful speaker, right? Because he was so learned. Says the walking encyclopedia, and you just give long lectures, but you know, really deep and really detailed and technical. And after one such long lecture, he said, "I thank you all so much." He said, "It is by your mercy that I'm saved from the influence of Maya, because you are giving me an opportunity to talk about Krishna." So in this way you also see that like a sannyasi also depends. Sannyasi depends on the opportunity to preach. If a sannyasi cannot preach, then it becomes a bit dry with these vows, you know. But when you preach, then it becomes exciting. So in this way, this initiation is there's no rush. It's like sort of a living room initiation. A living room initiation has its advantages because it's not formal, so we just have time to informally exchange, and it gets quite personal. So I think you're getting a special blessing. Don't think that you got less. You got more. You got something you would never get in a more formal setting. So in that way, it's not so bad tonight. And in the light of that, you know, since Mahaprabhu is my family member and sort of my other half almost, how can only this half speak and that half not speak? I'm going to ask Mahaprabhu to also say something. He looks like he's dozing off, but it's not true.
But thank you for giving me this opportunity.
No. Please give them. You know, once I was in Mayapur, and I asked, I had just initiated Adi Keshava, right? Who we all know from South Africa. His mother is Bhakti Devi, who's running the gift shop downstairs. And Adi Keshava lives in Vrindavan, so I'd initiated him. And then I was with Adi Keshava, we met Chinani Ras. So I asked Chinani Ras, please give him some blessings. And then Janani Ras, he did. And what he said, like, oh, you just got initiated. That is very nice. He said, because when you take initiation, then your commitment is very new and fresh. And it is a very good opportunity to put some really good standards in place. Right? He said, of course, you know, personally, I didn't do that. I just heard about this. But in that way, he didn't just say, "Bless you are blessed," but he actually gave some sort of advice. So that's what I'm going to ask the senior devotees to do. So I'm asking you to do also. I mean, you know, we have all chanted the Gayatri. That lasted half an hour. In the morning, the thumb is still hanging in the air. And we've all chanted the round that never ends at night while sitting in the passenger seat of the car. We've realized that living with this philosophy is one thing, but that is also real life. And that is why seniors have to speak, because they have experience between the teachings and real life.
And the Chaitanya Charitamrita is a very nice verse. Pramanda Pramita Korna Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhaktileta Beach. You know, we are all being wandering throughout the universal creation of Lord Brahma in higher planets, in lower planets. And not only that, we are wandering throughout 8,400,000 species of life. Somehow or the other, to come in contact with Guru and Krishna, the seed of devotional service is planted within your heart. Yeah. And it's Guru Krishna Prasad, not Krishna Guru. First is Guru, gives that seed, and you cultivate it, and then ultimately, you know, you go to Krishna. You know, so yes, today, you know, Maharaj is giving the blessings. It's up to us to take these instructions to heart and do something about it. You know, because this material world is a very terrible place to live in. Only by the mercy of Guru can we come out of this situation. On our own is not easy. You know, only through devotees can you come out of this mess that we are in. So please take these instructions very seriously. and make a permanent solution out of this material world and go back home back to Godhead. Thank you very much.
Sri Uttamara.
Marjas in his talk was mentioning about the importance of staying in the association of devotees and how it's a great blessing and inspiration for us to practice Krishna consciousness, chant the holy name and follow the process. And sometimes I know for me it happens, and I'm sure it happens to everybody, from time to time we feel discouraged, we feel a little lack of inspiration on how to go forward in the process of devotional service, but we should always come back to the saving grace of being in the association of devotees as being the real place where we can optimally and progressively practice Krishna consciousness. And in that regard, I was remembering an example that His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj had shared some time ago about being in Kumbh Mela. I remembered it because there's a book in front of us. It's a Kumbh Mela pictorial book. And he was making this point that if anybody's been to Kumbh Mela, you'll understand that at the time of bathing, you can be very fired up to go and take that mercy in a cold morning, ice-cold water. You get into the water and you're surrounded by, I don't know, a million people or more. And then even if at the last moment you think, oh, I don't want to do this, you can't get out of it. It's too late. It's too late. You're in the middle there. And then suddenly you just get swept into the water, whether you like it or not. So sometimes we may get that feeling in Krishna consciousness. But if we stick tightly in the association of devotees, we'll just completely get swept with their positive momentum. Mm. I mean, stick in the right association, that's also important. Don't just stick in any association, but in the right association that's really inspired and wants to go closer to Guru and Krishna. So if that's, I mean, if there's anything that's kept me safe, and you know, I know myself, Kanama Maharaj knows my tendencies too. You know, if I wasn't kept tightly in the association of devotees like him, I would have probably escaped somehow or the other. So, yeah. And the other thing, just one thing, I read something, you know, Facebook. I think it's something Maharaj was quoted on, picture of Maharaj, and you know those statements that they have. Something he said that that the desires and goals and priorities of the spiritual master are very important to him, and it should also be very important to us. You know, similarly, it should be very important to us as a disciple. So, one thing I could offer to you all is that try and learn about what's the priorities of your spiritual master. What are the things that are important to him, and make the same important to yourself, and try and help him and achieve those priorities and important goals that he has set. That will be a great blessing to you all. Yourself. And congratulations. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Lady, come out of the corner.
I was just thinking how fortunate these devotees are that they're getting this informal type of setting. And wish we were so fortunate. But anyway, there's lots of blessings they will get you. And just to continue with Swarup Damodar Prabhu was saying of being swept away. I remember my initiation. I was, first of all, I was a few months in India with Maharaj, and in India I said, oh, we'll go back to South Africa now, and then you can come down with me for the Durban Rath Yatra. I didn't have any plans of joining the temple at that time, so I came with Maharaj down to back to South Africa. I went home for a few hours. I said, I just have to travel with my guru down to Durban. And when we came down to Durban, Maharaj said, my Vyasa Puja is happening next week, and it's really not happening. Please go and take charge of it, and I'll give you initiation as well. So I said, I don't have a letter, or I didn't write a formal letter. He said, don't worry of all that. I'll take care of it. But Doesn't apply now. So anyway, I left the Rath Yatra 2 days earlier, went up to Pretoria, helped with the Vyasa Puja, and the day of the Vyasa Puja, morning was initiation and afternoon was the official Vyasa Puja. So we were just so busy with the whole ceremony, and I remember the next morning in that Pretoria temple where we share a bathtub with many devotees all at one time. It was 3:30 in the morning. I was thinking, wow, no more meat eating, no more intoxication, no more gambling, no more illicit sex. 16 rounds every day. What did I get myself into? Because I didn't get a chance to think about initiation. I was just so busy. So it's a good way. Keep busy. Keep busy in the association of devotees and always be engaged in service. And it's one thing I can tell you. Something that we don't do on initiation is, okay, we take this vow of four regulative principles, we take a vow of chanting a minimum of 16 rounds, but one thing we don't do is take a vow to read Srimad Bhagavatam. So maybe silently today, you can say to yourself that, yes, this Bhagavatam is going to be my friend, and this will keep us always in devotion service. So thank you, and congratulations.
I've seen Maharaj here on photos, videos. You know, Durban Rath Yatra was always the thing, you know, to go to, and I made it, and now I'm here in this room, you know, having an opportunity to see and experience initiations for people who will have been around a long time and will start, you know, this day. And I heard the man, he has such a nice advice to give those people, and I might not have, but I'll just relate one story. We had a personal experience with Maharaj. We were traveling to our second initiation. We went from Amsterdam to Den Haag, which is a smaller city, and they just, Rotterdam, yes, and they opened a new temple. And our second initiation was about to happen, and on the way I said, Maharaj, I don't want second initiation. You know, I'm not ready, you know. He said, it doesn't matter. He said, I know you're not ready, you know. I'm just giving you already. Here's your paper. Here's your diploma, second initiation. Now you have to work to it. And that's the nice thing about having ISKCON. First you get the degree, and then you have to work. I still feel that I didn't amount up to nothing, you know, second initiation, Brahman, yeah, I'm useless, but yeah, I'm still doing it. I hope it will be faster for you. That's my blessing to you, that you can engage yourself and make this a highway to Krishna.
Anyone else wants to say something? Okay, then I will. Okay, we'll do a little formality then. We're going to do some ajma. We have some ajmas. Bhakti Vatsala, put that thing down. Ajma cups. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the neck beats we're going to do. So the first initiates, they have neck beats?
Yeah.
Yes, Bobby also has, yeah. So, we help him.
I think it's been time, right?
What's the food?
This was a
Anything.
Yeah, but then should then go somewhere on that side. That's what I thought.
I don't know.
That happens going to the room. Find some to plug it in. It's not working.
No, they just.
There is a plug here also. There's a plug here.
Oh.
Go take it back where it was. I just don't want it on me. I just been sick.
Yeah.
As long as it's not on everybody.
Definitely not on
this. It doesn't rotate.
You can't take it out.
Couldn't find it.
Oh, you just had to break it. That's okay. Those three times, no? Okay, then two times and then.
True.
Huh?
You have to extend it later.
Yeah. Yeah, officially you should have something that goes three times. But you have Maha large size. Okay, then Om
Pavitra
Pavitrova
Pavitrova
Sarvavasta
Sarvavasta
Katupiva
Katupiva
Yasmare
Yasmare
Undrikaksam
Undrikaksam
Sabaya
Sabaya
Yantara
Yantara
Suchi
Suchi
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu.
Okay, take the spoon in your right hand and throw a few drops in the right hand. Throw a few drops in the right, that's it. Okay. Now put the spoon in the left hand. Yeah. Three drops in the right hand. Okay, look at the water and say Om Kesavaya Namaha and swallow.
Om Kesavaya Namaha.
Three drops in the right hand and throw. Drops, not scoops. Three buckets. Three buckets in the right hand. Alright, so next one is again, three drops in the right hand. Drops. And say Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya.
Sit. Three drops in the right hand and throw. Perfect. And then again, three drops in the right hand. Yep. And look at the water and say Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
And zip. There you go. Three drops in the right hand and throw. Perfect. Yeah. And relax your hand. That's good. Okay, so we're going to first Bobby, because he's the oldest. Okay, Bobby, you have to. Oh yeah, I'm getting a garment also. It's a garment. I forgot about garments. Thank you. Okay, we need a pathway to Srila Prabhupada, right? You have a garment for Srila Prabhupada? No? Rabbi. Okay. Sunday you have to have many garments. Yeah. Okay, Bobby. So what are the four regulatory principles you promise to follow for the rest of your life?
No misleading, no illicit sex, no intoxication, and no lying.
No meat is also no fish,
no chicken or eggs.
And how many rounds are you promising to chant every day?
16
minimum. You're allowed to chant. You're allowed to chant more. Yes. So I think from this day on, you will be known as Bhakta Rupa Das. So of course, Bhakta Rupa is the name of Lord Chaitanya, who appeared in the form of a deity. I didn't write it down, but it's easy to spell Bhakta Rupa, I think, if you want to write it down. Bhakta Rupa Das is Lord Chaitanya in the form of a devotee who teaches us by example. And if we just follow that example, then surely our spiritual life will become ecstatic. And that's what we need. You know?
Yeah.
We need to. Of course, you know, because I'm sure that when you do your marathons, that's ecstatic. You know?
Yes.
Some flowers in South Africa. Solenta flowers, fruits and flowers. And you have one for Prabhupada as well.
Yeah.
Later?
After. To offer his obeisances.
To Prabhupada, yeah, sure. Yeah, it's very nice that this day is come, and it's also very nice that you'll be coming to Radhish. Yeah? That is really lots of fun. And so what are the four regulatory principles that you promise to follow for the rest of your life?
No meat eating, including fish and eggs, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication.
How many rounds you promise to change every day?
Minimum 16.
Yes, then your name from this day on will be Radha Raman Das. I think it's also not a difficult name. But a nice name. Reminding you of Vrindavan. Reminding you of how the deity manifested from a large Shaligram Shila. And because the deity is so small, in the worship of the deity, they can make many nice arrangements. You know, so like he has many thrones, he has chariots, he has a special room where in the winter they serve him hot khichdi. And so he has a dinner room. So Prabhupada said that the standard of deity worship of Radha Raman is very high, and that we should learn find that. It's like they never use pins when they are blessing the deities. They're just folding the cloth. They're not using pins. It's not so easy. Usually, you know, ladies know these things. They're pinned up, you know. I remember. So Radha Raman is one of the principal deities in Vrindavan, and these temples, the seven temples of the Goswamis in Vrindavan, are very important to us. This is where when we make the connection with Vrindavan, those are the things we really connect to. It's like some people think in Vrindavan Radhakund is the place, because it's described as the topmost place in the universe. So they think, oh, I must somehow or other I must go there. But somehow or other, I always felt that the abbots, for me, the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan is the highest place because it's Prabhupada's place. Then, years later, I read a book from Satsarup Maharaj called The Samadhi Diary, and he said that for him, the holiest places in Vrindavan were Prabhupada's Samadhi and Prabhupada's rooms in Krishna Balaram temple. And it's a fact, because Prabhupada is our connection. In the same way, the six Goswamis and also the seventh Goswami, Madhu Pandit Goswami, they are connecting us with Krishna. It's through them that we enter into Vrindavan, the six Goswamis. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says that without the mercy of the six Goswamis, we cannot actually be, the spiritual life cannot be safalya, it cannot be fruitful. So, in this way, spiritual life is it begins, we get to know our guru, and then we get to know the guru of our guru, and we get to know our purpose. Slowly we get to know all the acharyas and their contributions, and each of these contributions is actually a very valuable gift. It's like we spend some time in Mayapur and we can really connect with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his house and with his life, and see all how many books he has written. What a life Bhaktivinoda Thakur had. I mean, it looks like 10 lives in one. Huh? Serious. I mean, he wrote so many books, right? About any possible topic, very broad. You know? Then, like, there's the story of, like, how in the village of his maternal grandmother, that whole branch of the family just got wiped out in a cholera epidemic. Imagine. And the whole village was knocked out, except his mother was still there. Somehow or other, she survived. And that alone would be like, you know, such an event in someone's life. You'd say, my God, you know? My God. And it's like, it just goes on and on. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then he is in Vrindavan, getting rid of dacoits. That's a good idea. Then he's in Jagannath Puri, straightening out the administration of the Jagannath temple. Then he is in Mayapur, establishing the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's just, he deals with every aspect of this movement, practically speaking, in his books or in his service. Such a broad personality. Siddhanta, such a brilliant personality, just so sharp. You know, poor Bhagavad Bhagavad, you know, just such a renounced personality. So we got to get to know all of them. All of them. So, may this name, Radha Raman, bring you to Vrindavan. And may you not only roll in the dust of Vrindavan, but may you collect the dust from all the holy places of all the acharyas and get to know them and their temples. And in that way, make a deep relationship. Go to the Radha Gokulananda temple and bow down at the Samadhi of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and realize that every day we chant Puravastakam in the form of Lord, and that's Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur who gave us that. Realize that Narottam Samadhi is right there, right next to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Samadhi. And that Narottam gave us Siguru Vamila, the same for Guru Puja. Like this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave us the evening arti song. Like this, all these acharyas are part of our life. They're not just names. They're part of our life. And what they, the gifts they gave us make us spiritual. So may your name in this way connect you. Bhakta Rupa, when the Supreme Lord becomes a devotee, I mean, who is he? To be the servant of the Supreme Lord as a devotee means you have the best spiritual master. So, Bhakta Rupa is in this way. It's a big name, actually, in our movement also. Bhakta Rupa is not like... it's the name for a leader. A leader by example, not by his powerful voice, but by example. A leader who can inspire others by his dedication. All that comes out to him, the name Bhakti Rupa. So these are the names are giving us a meditation. The name give us an opportunity to actually grow, and that is very nice. Okay, so that is the first initiative. Now I have a next idea, and that is that Sharad is here from Mauritius, but he's actually not from Mauritius, he's actually from Vrindavan. And he's part, he has been a long part of the 24-hour kirtan in Vrindavan. And he sings really nice. So if he can lead us a sweet bhajan, and then while that sweet bhajan is going on, then I will speak the Gayatri mantras in the ears of the second initiates and so on. And they will softly repeat so that all these other ones cannot.